My name is Abril Ruiz Lopez, and I am a freshman.
Where are you from?
I'm from Monroe, North Carolina.
My name is Emily Crook. I also am a freshman here at UNCA, and I'm from Waynesville, North Carolina.
Do we need 8 hours of sleep?
It's complicated.
Yes, there is no definitive answer. It's not just 7 or 8, or we need 7.85 hours of sleep. Everybody is created differently, and it all depends on the human body and how they react and how they respond to sleep. But it is recommended, like, the at least the minimum or a general guideline of 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Age definitely affects it, as well as hormone and metabolic cycles, which is why it's so complicated, because everybody is living slightly different lives. So some people might be able to sketch by with 7 hours of sleep, while some people may find that 8 hours is so not enough. One of the things that we really wanted to look at with this project was not really questioning the sleep studies themselves. We just wanted to make sure that when you hear on the news, everyone's sleep deprived, they're not getting 8 hours of sleep, whether that was legitimately recognized and represented in the scientific studies, or whether that was just a cultural thing where everyone says it, but there's not really much of a basis.
So which one is it?
It's actually pretty well based in scientific fact. Sleep was kind of abandoned at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution during the agricultural societies of Europe. There was actually this break in the middle of the night sometimes where people would get up and do things because they didn't have the capabilities to...
They didn't have the light because at that time there was no really artificial light, and so people did things by the light of day. So all animals, so they would wake up in the morning and do all their tasks and their assignments, and then at night when the sun went down, they also went to sleep. And so that's how it worked. And then now with candles and with artificial light, people can increase their daily activities and expand them and push it into the time that they really need for sleep. And so also social demand and telecommunications and cell phones and the internet and all of that increase activity, all of that leads to more doing your daily tasks throughout the night. Yes.
How are you going to use this in your own life?
It was definitely a bit of a self-realization to realize that as we were doing this, we were not getting as much sleep as it recommended. Yeah. So we learned a lot about how precisely the sleep deprivation could affect us as students. For example, partial sleep deprivation. As students, we're always on top of the latest ways to not sleep. And so we were hearing about these weird sleep cycle things that you could try where you would sleep for 2 hours and then get up and then sleep for 2 hours after that. Turns out that those are actually methods of very selective partial sleep deprivation. And so while they may be able to manage the symptoms of sleep deprivation, it's still sleep deprivation. So that was a little bit depressing to find out that we couldn't manage to sleep less as so far. It may work for some people, but it is technically sleep deprivation.
Yes, and also there's many different health effects that go into sleep, is basically charging your phone battery.